What are we supposed to do now? What are we supposed to do now? I should spend the rest of the evening berating you deadbeats, is that it? I had a notion on the way over here, just walking across the lawn before we got to the building here, to the giving coat. I had a notion that all these people I've been teaching all of these years are finding it impossible even, not merely difficult, but even impossible to transcend themselves. So I thought maybe I should work on a special path that instead of requiring you to transcend yourself, you just sort of bypass yourself. So I'm going to put some attention on it or whatever I can and look into it altogether, and if I can come up with it, I'll let you know. But already, you know, having said that again and thinking about it a little bit or contemplating it, I have a feeling that the path that's about bypassing yourself will be the same as the way of transcending yourself.
Right. Yes, that's true.
I don't think you can bypass yourself without transcending yourself, can you? But I'll see. I'll look into it. If there is an easier way, I'll let you know. Obviously, the current way, the way of truth, the way that is, and the way that's real and true in itself, is too difficult for all of you, so I'm going to have to come up with something else, right?
No.
So I'll put all of my energy, all of my attention into it, consider it all together, and I'll let you know if there's a way to do it.
In that case...
Maybe there's some way to go from crippled psychological disorders in the first three stages of life to the seventh stage of life, direct, with nothing in between. It's very possible.
And
in principle, it seems like a possibility, so I'll look into it, and if there is such a way, I'll let you know.
I think you would have let us know a lot earlier.
Maybe it's frontal lobotomy.
Well, yeah, we still think it's the frontal lobe, but but if you can only just bypass yourself instead of transcending yourself, it might be easier, right? But I don't think you people would be any more interested in bypassing yourself than you are in transcending yourself. So already off the bat, I don't think it's going to be workable, but I will consider it. Something that doesn't require transcendence of egoity in the context of the first three stages of life, but enables the individual to move directly to the seventh stage of life. I got it. Okay. I got your message. I got the message after my 15 and a half years of teaching work. I think I've gotten your message. And I'll see if I can tailor an egoic path just for you. Just for my friends. Maybe I'll give it to you on God and everybody. How to be realized, how to realize God without transcending yourself. How to realize the truth absolute without transcending anything at all. I mean, the only purpose in transcending all of this that you are is to realize God. So, since the purpose is to realize God or the truth absolute, how about a way that realizes the truth absolute directly or immediately without all this business about self-transcendence, because it's only an in-between station anyway, right?
That's why I look at it. It's
just a matter of tables.
It's just a bunch of busyness. And you all don't seem to have the talent for it or the inclination toward it. So how about truth absolute without any stress, without any work, without any sadhana? That's what the 20th century needs. Realization absolute without practice. Without sadhana, without requirements, without demands. Without all of that heavy stuff that you do when you're a serious practitioner. I mean, who needs seriousness? Who has time for seriousness in the 20th century? You know what I mean? You people have so many things, so many obligations. I understand. You're very involved in intimate relationships, social relationships, institutional business, community business, on and on and on. You don't have time for self-transcendence. I can really understand that. I can appreciate where you're coming from. You don't have time for self-transcendence. You don't have time for seriousness. I can really appreciate where you're coming from. And I'm really going to look into the matter and see what I can come up with. So give me to God and everybody if you will.
Thank you, Lord.
Sounds awful.
That's not right.
Well, I've given you the way as I've communicated, and that's the best I can do with that, and it's not acceptable, and you can't do it, so fine. I'll try again. I'm sorry. I regret having told it to you the way it is, and the way it has been, and the way it must be, so now I'll tell you the way it may be. The way of seeming to realize, if you will. No, the way of really realizing, but by only doing a sadhana that seems to be sadhana. See, fake the sadhana, but really realize the reality realization. That's the way of the 20th century. I mean, you all have so much life business, so much that occupies you and so forth. You don't have time for all that difficult sadhana of self-transcendence and so forth. So we've got to find a way that fits with the mode of life in the 20th century, right?
Right.
Enough of this archaic tapas and, you know, self-understanding and all that sort of thing. In the 20th century, people do not have the time, the energy, the attention for that sort of thing.
That's true.
You know, it's time for the siddhas to adapt. I've got to come up to modern times. I've got to come up to the way things are today. I appreciate where you're coming from. I understand. I got your message. I'm working on it.
You're ancient.
I'm too ancient. I'm archaic. I'm anachronistic. This sort of sadhana thing just doesn't work in the 20th century. I've really gotten your message. I understand it now. I came to you the way it's always been and must be, and I brought you a message that you can't relate to. I understand. I finally got it. What a dummy I am. He says, I finally got it. I finally got it.
We need to get it.
So I'll work on it and I'll see what I can come up with.
Enjoy the company of...
After all, I don't want to put you people under any stress. You see? I don't want you to put yourselves under stress. I don't put you under stress at all. But in any case... I don't want you people to be stressing yourselves up with all this tapas and sadhana and requirements for self-transcendence, you see. That will just add to your disturbance, add to the distresses you're already suffering, and you don't have the time for it, you see. You got to put in a lot of TV time and a lot of social time. You got a lot of work to do. You got a lot of requirements on your person. So you don't have time for that kind of, you know, really serious getting down to it practice, you see. You just don't have time for it. Got to tailor the process of realization for the modern age, for something that can be used in the future, right? In the new world, the new age here. It's time to adapt, time to change our ways, time to change the way. Time to change the truth. If necessary, it's time for God to change. It's time for the truth to change and adapt to the 20th century and the centuries to come. So I'm working on it, right? I'm going in the right direction, right? This is hopeful. We were looking last night for a new approach. This is it. This is my new approach. I'm getting hip. I'm getting today. I'm getting down. I'm dealing with things the way they are in the 20th century. No misto. No. That's sadhana. No, none of that sort of thing on your life. Raquel wouldn't like it. No, I'll come up with a way for you that won't put you under any stress at all. It won't bother you at all. Will require nothing of you whatsoever, except to really dig those divine vibes.
Right on.
So as soon as I come up with it, I'll let you know. If it's possible, I'll come up with it. It may not be possible. But if it's possible, you can depend on me. If it's there, pass it on to you. In the meantime, of course, you're stuck with the way of the heart, at least until God and everybody, until I've had an opportunity to work this thing out, you see. So in the meantime, you know, you struggle with the way of the heart, you know? All of its requirements for discipline, self-observation, self-understanding, you know, on and on and on and on. There's no end to it.
Good.
You know, every stage you get into and more obligations, you know, it just seems to be no end to it.
Okay.
It's just too much for 20th century people. You're committed to the world and to serving one another. You have no time for this kind of nonsense. I wish I'd understood this before. I wouldn't have wasted so many years in this teaching thing I'd been into. All this writing, all this consideration, communication of the way it is, you know, I could have completely set that aside and started serving you people years ago. Instead of calling you to this incredible drudgery that you really don't have any time or energy and attention for. I'm sorry, please, forgive me, excuse me, excuse me! So, by the first of the year, we'll have a whole new way cut out for you people. A whole new way for you. Right on to seven. That's what you people need. That's what you want. That's all you can handle, right?
Well, that's what we need. Mm.
So, I will really be working on it seriously for the next few weeks until God and everybody. I think that ought to be enough time. I think I'd be able to come up with at least some of the basic features of the new way by God and everybody.
More radical.
And what a better day to present it on. God and everybody, you know? God for every man. The ultimate egalitarian sadhana. That is no sadhana at all. The sadhana relative to which all are equal, and they're equal to the sadhana, therefore they don't have to do it.
No.
Not only equal with one another, equal with God from in front. Equal to the absolute, right on, right from the beginning. No stresses, no difficulties, no study, no discipline. No self-understanding, no self-transcendence, none of that required. Just right on to ultimate and absolute realization for all beings on earth. All humanity and everyone else is interested. Hmm? Right? Wouldn't this be good? This is a good idea, right?
No.
I think it would sell.
It would sell.
It's not worth it.
What would it be called?
Way of
Mind
Communion?
Yeah.
I won't say that. No, I don't know what it'll be called, because I haven't figured it out yet, Jerry. I have to work on it. I mean, this is going to take some work, baby.
Don't push it.
I don't think it's worth it.
Exactly. I just spent 15 and a half years on this hairy gig that nobody wants. I'm going to have to change my gears here, you know?
No.
I need a little time. Give me 3 or 4 weeks, okay, Jerry?
No.
When I finally got the new way, then I'll tell you the name for it. In the meantime, let's call it Ralph, okay?
Ralph. Yeah.
Wave Ralph. Wave Ralph. Ralph's Way.
Ralph's Way.
Okay? And whatever it is, when I finally get it, it'll be a really groovy and easy way. Really easy. That's the ticket, right? It's gotta be easy. Can't require anything of anybody. That's the basic thing required, is that it doesn't require anything of anybody, right?
Right.
That's one of the basic things I'll be cogitating on. Now, whatever I come up with, I can't require anything of anybody.
Right.
Something like the Six Patriarchs message, you know, no wiping of the mirror, no cleaning it, no asceticism, you know.
No,
it's pure and complete from in front. You know, some message like that, and some way to connect with it, and then you're sublime and happy and absolute and free of the body mind and onto the divine domain, right?
Right.
Let's get down to the real business here. After all, what are we here for? You all want to go to the divine domain, right?
Right.
Nothing in between. You want a non-stop flight, not a direct flight, as they say. You know, airlines have this bit of there's crazy language. You see, I used to work for an airline, kind of American. A direct flight is a bit of language they use in airlines. A direct flight doesn't mean you fly from New York non-stop to Amarillo. It means between New York and Amarillo, you stop 5 times. I don't know how they get the word direct for it. I guess it means you don't go to England and then to Amarillo. I don't know. But the precise language for a non-stop flight is a non-stop flight.
Right, non-stop. Hmm?
So, you all want a non-stop flight, not a direct flight. No 6 stages of life in between, just... Wherever you're at now, on direct right. to the divine domain, right?
Right!
That's the kind of vehicle you want.
First class, of course.
Of course. No stresses, no problems. And no waiting for your luggage when you get off the plane. No inspection, no customs. No duty to be paid.
No, duty, of course.
No, no pain in the ass stuff, you know? No interruptions, no frustration.
Right.
Just the absolute right now.
Right now.
Right. Or at most, you know, in a couple of hours, right? You can put a couple of hours in, right? Of enjoyment, you know, just fun for a couple of hours, and then you realize that you're out of it. A couple of hours of fun in between, you can handle that.
Good videos.
Damn good videos.
Oh, God, man.
Bonnie, what are you doing? We just got here. She's so excited about the new way she had to leave for a moment. So, Daniel, next time you talk to Craig, pass the word on. There's a new way of coming. There's a new way of coming. A new way of coming. And it's going to arrive on God and Everybody this year. The new way of coming that's just for fun, doesn't require anything of anybody. It's easy and immediate, and everybody goes to the divine domain right then and there. Or whenever they choose. There are no heavy requirements. You don't have to translate now. You can translate whenever you like. You can hang out here in a state of sublimity, first-class living, or anywhere else you like, or you can snap your ticket to the conductor and go direct to the divine domain. It's all up to you. All up to you.
This will definitely sell. This will sell.
The new way is coming, and it's coming on God and everybody.
Brilliant.
Send the message around the world. Let all the centers prepare.
Prepay. Prepay.
Prepare for Ralph. Ralph's coming. The new way is coming. We got a new wave of realization coming here. It's going to make this institution famous. No way.
Black.
Black.
Sounds great.
You're telling me if I came up with such a way, you'd refuse it?
Yeah.
No.
Even if there were such a way, you'd refuse it?
No. Black fucking way, but I'll go.
If that was true,
That's what I'm telling you. Then give me to God and everybody to figure it out. If there is such a way, you know I'll be able to find it.
That's true.
So? Let everybody know the new way is coming, Ralph's coming, God and everybody is the date. If anybody can find such a way, Dahl Avenatta can do it. He's going to be working on it from now to God and everybody. And if it is possible, he will announce it by then.
Right.
And if it's not possible, he will likewise announce it then.
Right.
If there's no alternative to the way of the heart, you'll of course get the bad news then.
Yeah.
I've gotten everybody that unfortunately the only way is to try to send yourself and go through the stages and so on. Yeah, of course, that's a possibility. Well, let's not take that too seriously. No. Let's focus on the new way.
No.
Let's focus on God and everybody in this entirely new, glorious possibility.
Maybe we should start considering this matter tonight.
I am considering it tonight.
What could it possibly
be? I'm not interested.
Essentially, the way must amount to nothing. Except maybe a party. At the end of which, everybody gets the gift of absoluteness and does whatever they please. And they get a ticket.
You've done that.
Associated with it is a sublime state of being, which they realize at the door. And thereafter, they can do whatever they like. They can live in a sublime state of being in this world. They can go to any other world they like. Live there for as long as they like in a sublime state of being. Or they can translate whenever they like. Basically, it requires nothing of you. That's it.
Walt Disney thought he had it. He did it with a kiss, usually.
A kiss? Walt Disney kiss people?
No. One of his characters in the cartoons would kiss somebody, and the kiss would make a frog into this one.
Oh, yeah, and like the blue fairy or whatever she was, she touched Pinocchio on the head, and then his heart shined, and he was a boy and sublime, and so, something like that. That's what you people want. It's true. I'm not bullshitting you. That's exactly your message to me. I'm just responding to it now. I'm getting hip. I'm not struggling with you people with the way it is. Now I'm going to have to get down to the way that you want. And then you'll be okay. Then you'll really function happily and make a good institution and a good culture and a good community and a good life. Full of God for yourselves and all your friends and everyone you associate with. And in fact, the entire world and all beings and throughout the entire cosmic mandala. That's what you require. That's what you want. I got it now. That's the message I've been getting for 15 and a half years. And because I haven't given you something in kind, you've been abusing me, neglecting me, resisting me, and not practicing. I know now. I finally got it. So I'm digging it. I'm going to work on it from now to God and everybody. And if it's possible, I'll pass it on to you. If you'd like to talk about it tonight, Gregory, fine. What would you like to say?
What I would like to say is I know you've said this in the past, that if there was an easier way, you would have given it to us. An easier way.
Easier, yes. Well, this is an easier way. The way of the heart is an easier way.
Yes.
It's not the way of the seven stages of life. It's the way of the transcendence of the first six stages of life, passing to the seventh. So it is an easier way. It's in satsang. It's in the context of gifts. It transcends the efforts of egoity, transcends the various stages of the ego, and so on. So the way of the heart is an easier way, in principle. Doesn't mean it's not difficult. It is an ordeal. But it is easier than the traditional description of the path of return. It's more direct, in other words. And not using airline language, really. In other words, it passes directly to ultimate realization. But of course, yes, as many stations as you require, those are your stops. Well, that's too difficult for all of you, I understand. And you poor guys. This requires too much. You've got enough difficulties in your lives, you'll need to add the way of the heart to that. So I can feel for you where you're at. And I'm responding now, and I'm getting down to business about it. So what about it then? What about the new way? What do you think it might amount to?
You have a great way of pointing out where we're at.
Well, you're telling me where you're at. You've been telling me for 15 and a half years and resisting the way I've been communicating to you, so continue with your communication now. Vocalize it, you know? Let me hear your expressions very directly now. Don't just resist. In other words, tell me what you're trying to tell me. What kind of a way do you really want? Come on. I mean, I could use the data. I could use the input, the feedback. Give me some feedback here.
Director.
Give me some feedback. I'll take it into account. I'll take all your needs and requirements into account.
Direct.
So what kind of a way do you guys want, since you don't want the way I've given to you? So what kind of a way do you want? Let me hear it. It must be fun, right?
No.
Right? Am I right? I mean, that's certainly a part of what you're communicating to me, isn't it? The way must be fun. Anyone disagree?
No.
Certainly it's something you tell me. The way, whatever it is, must be fun. Right? Everyone agree?
Yeah.
You see the hands here. Anyone disagree?
Yeah.
Should be fun. That's what you're trying to get off from me, is a way that's fun.
I disagree.
Instead of all this stressful consideration and self-observation, self-understanding, discipline, all that sort of stuff, everything associated with self-transcendence. Instead of that, that's not fun. That's not fun. That's difficult. This adds difficulty to difficulty. It's not acceptable by you all. I got your message. I've been digging you for 15 and a half years. I'm finally getting it here. So, that's not it. That's not fun. In other words, what you want is a way that is fun.
Yeah, but no,
the way that
I gotta say something.
What?
It is not fun.
What's not fun?
This existence.
Right, and the sum added to it makes it even less fun.
No, it does.
That's not true.
I'm saying
that
the reason that we've come to understand it is not fun. Existence itself is not fun. It's a torment.
You mean conditional existence?
Yes.
Existence conditionally presumed,
yes,
rather than absolutely.
Yes.
Right, it's not.
It's
and
not
then
exactly.
To add discipline to it, and the obligation to understand and transcend yourself makes it even
freedom.
A lot less fun.
No, that's not
freedom. Hey, don't back off now, guys.
No, wait a minute. No,
I've been getting your heat for 15 and a half years here.
No.
I've been seeing you not grow in the way for 15 and a half years here. So don't tell me now that all of a sudden sadhana is really, where it's at. No way. That's not what you're telling me. It's not what you've been telling me. It's not fun. Existence, conditional existence, isn't fun. And to add sadhana to it, as I describe it, makes it even less fun than it was before. It adds non-fun to non-fun. It just intensifies the suffering. What you want is to add to this difficult life a way that is God-realizing and liberating, that is fun. Definitely. Don't bullshit me now.
It would be great if it was fun.
This is the real message I've been getting from you all. You want a way that's fun. You want to add fun to your lives. Fun.
Fun is binding.
You want to add fun to your lives. Don't think about it. Consider it. Now, of course, I'm satirizing you at the moment. But on the other hand, I'm... if we have to examine this matter a little more seriously, I am suggesting that you examine your resistance, because it is there. Examine all the reasons why you're not developing in this process and vocalize it. I'm trying to vocalize it in my satire, yeah? And your resistance is a message to me that suggests the way should be fun. It definitely is that. If only it were fun, you'd do it. Because it's not fun, you resist it. You're holding out for a way that's fun. It's a little silly, isn't it?
Yeah.
But it's also true. It's exactly what this communion has been doing for 15 and a half years, is holding out for a way that's fun. In fact, attaching yourselves to me in order to have fun, and employing me to give you fun. You want to have fun with me forever rather than do sadhana. This is really true, isn't it?
Yes.
So don't tell me, no, what you want is sadhana. You're resisting the real practice, and this is the message. You want to have fun with me, you want to have fun altogether, and you want the way to be fun. And I don't think I'm exaggerating. What do you think, Dan?
I'm not exaggerating.
That's what you're holding out for. That's the complaint. That's why this institution keeps failing. Or has failed up to date. Because the way isn't fun, and the message it has to give is not a fun message. It's a heart message. There's all kinds of things you could say positively about it, but it sure ain't fun. Yeah, all of a sudden you appreciate the heart message, and then why haven't you been doing it for 15 and a half years, you know? Now, consider your resistance and the message that it is. It's a communication to me. A communication to all. That wants the way of happiness to be fun, and to be happiness now, in the funnish sense. And if it requires anything of you, you are going to completely animate your resistiveness. This is definitely the word I've gotten from you all. This is the import of your complaint, the import of your resistance. So I'm considering a way that's fun. I'm really going to look into it. Because that's what you're asking me for, and that's what you're holding out for, apparently. You've been giving the way itself for a long time now. For 15 and a half years, or however many years you've been involved in this way. Associated with it, by the way. Not necessarily involved. Your communication is that it's not fun, and you don't want anything to do with it. Well, you'll only have that much to do with it, which allows you to add fun to your life. So whatever kind of association you can have with this teaching, or with me, with this institution, its culture, its community, whatever, as long as it's fun, you're happy to do it. But if it requires anything of you, your resistance comes on immediately, and it's not fun anymore, and you have to say something or make a communication to me and to everybody else about how much not fun it is. and be very resistive and mediocre and so forth until finally I come down to addressing it. The fact that you want to have fun. So I'm addressing it now. I finally got the message. Okay, so I'm here to address it. So let me hear what you got to say about it. And don't tell me all of a sudden that what you want is the serious sadhana. You haven't wanted that. I've been doing it for 15 and a half years. I'm not getting any buyers here, you know? So give me your real communication then, directly. You've been giving me the communication in the form of your resistance and non-demonstration. So now give it to me verbally. What exactly is your complaint? I think I just expressed it simply. It's not fun. And what you want to do is have fun. So anybody got some detail they'd like to add to that? What else do you want? Maybe it has to be sexy? That's a part of fun, isn't it? So the way has to be sexy too, right? Anyone disagree? Gotta be sexy. A lot of sexy. So no discipline in the sexual area then. Just fun. Sexy fun. The way has to be full of sexy fun. That's real good. Okay, anything more? Come on. This is your opportunity now to put it to me. You're representing this entire worldwide community now. So I'll fill in all the blanks here. And give me all the feedback that I need to consider this alternative way. The way of Ralph. The new way. The way of egos onto the divine domain. Come on. What else does it require? What else do you require then? Come on. Don't yawn, Gregory. Come on, let me hear it. You tell me that covers it?
That's just not it.
That's not what I've been teaching.
But,
it's not what you've been demonstrating.
But it's what you have been doing. So, let's get into it. Let's get into the details of your resistance and what your real requirements are. You want something else than I've been teaching, so let me hear it. Come on. We're getting too serious now?
No.
Honey, why don't you speak up? What else does it require?
I think that's sufficient.
Sexy fun?
Come on.
If we could just do that much.
Well, why not more? How about sexy, delicious fun? Sexy, first-class, delicious fun.
What about heart love?
If you can do it and still have fun, fine.
But really?
But we don't want to get serious about this love stuff, you know what I mean?
Heart love.
Yes, we do.
Everybody can dig that heart love as long as it's fun. As long as it doesn't cut into your act, you know? As long as it doesn't oblige you at all. It's just some sort of intoxicated expression. That's fine, so, yeah, that's part of it.
What about feeling?
Lots of feeling, as long as it doesn't interfere.
And everything.
Exactly, the full heart feeling, you know, lots of happy heart, fun, happy heart, fun
pain,
feeling.
Including
no,
pain.
No pain. No. You got enough pain.
Oh, pain's fun.
I mean, life already has pain. The way shouldn't be involved with pain, you know?
Unless you like me.
No, you already got pain. You got enough pain.
That's the way it is.
Beyond pain.
Right, so you don't want any more pain. So the way itself can't involve pain. The way itself must relieve you of the pain you already got.
The heart grows greater.
There's enough pain in life now and to look forward to. So the way itself shouldn't add pain. It should be a fun, happy, delicious, delightful, first-class way out of pain.
Isn't the heart sweet?
Right on, y'all?
That's true.
And very sexy, insofar as sex can be fun. So the things you're saying, Bonnie, are fine. It's just that we don't want them to add any pain. We don't want them to be difficult. We don't want them to impinge on us. We want to have fun
here.
The
heart grows greater in enduring and feeling all the realities that exist.
Oh, blah, blah, blah. That, yeah, who cares about pain? It's like some guys say, yeah, what doesn't kill me makes me stronger. Well, maybe. But that's a really dark vision of life, you know? That's not the way that you want. It may be the way life is, but what you want is a way that doesn't involve that sort of stuff. You want a way that gets you out of that, right? And right now, through supreme fun, first class fun, sexy fun.
Saying fun, and the term
is happy. No, not necessarily. All kinds of interpretations are made of happiness. As also of fun, but in other words, there can be heavy interpretations of happiness. I don't think there can really be any heavy interpretations of fun.
What can be heavy about an interpretation of happiness?
Well, like Bonnie was suggesting, happiness can be associated with heart feeling and dealing with and transcending the pain of life and so forth. You know, that can be considered to be happiness. You see? But fun is just not associated with that stuff. It doesn't have anything to do with it. You know, while pain is going on, you're at a party. That's happiness. That's the way you want, you know? Right? We're talking fun here. Flat, straight, just fun. No dealing with these difficulties. I mean, life has enough of such difficulties. So why should the way of realization add difficulty to difficulty? See, that's the primary substance of your complaint to me, is it? Life is difficult enough. Why should one add to it all this discipline, all this stressful self-transcendence, you see? If you're going to get happiness, it should be fun. That's it. Flat. Right on your own. Anything else you'd like to add? If there is a way of Ralph, you're going for it, right?
Probably.
Right. Yeah, it's like everybody thinks, you know, like having watched E.T. movies and old science fiction movies, they'd love for a flying saucer to land in their backyard and take them off to another universe. That's the middle class idea of salvation. That's the 20th century idea of salvation, but not just the 20th century idea. It's the egoic idea of salvation. A flying saucer, a flying sitter, a flying anything, coming from somewhere else, landing in your backyard and embracing you personally and taking you off to the good place. That's your idea of salvation. That's what you're holding out for. And you're just going to do your thing until that happens. It doesn't make any difference how many sitters walk among you in the meantime, telling you the way of truth itself and what it requires. You're holding out for the flying saucer. For the fun way. Am I right at all, Jeff?
You're right.
Oh, I could teach myself until this body drops. I could teach you all until this body drops. Until I start teaching you a way that's fun, it's like a flying saucer come down your backyard, you're going to resist everything I say. That's what it seems to me. That's the way it seems to me.
It's not true.
I'm taking into account all the messages I'm getting and all the results of these 15 and a half years, and I'm completely weary of not being a flying saucer and suffering your resistance.
I
think it's time that I got to become a flying saucer and start enjoying your responsiveness. And until I start communicating a way that's fun for you all, you're not going to respond to me. That's my feeling about it. All this crazy psychism going around in America now. That's the salvation way of reintroducing to America. Everybody's hot for it now. There are psychics all over the country gathering thousands around bullshit messages from Chief Redman on the other side. We're talking about the Golden Age. And that's what's attractive to people. That's what people want. That's what you all want, you see? That's what you all have been holding out for all these years in my company. You want that golden, fun message. It doesn't require anything of you. It's just a kiss on the cheek. And welcome to the promised land. Well, some jolly god boy flying up into the clouds. Hold on to his toes and go to the divine domain. That's the message you people want. That's what gets famous. That's the message that people hold on to. That's the message that gathers people around, you see? That's the message that gets on TV. That's a hot communication. That's the hottest communication in America right now.
Mm-hmm. I have an argument that counters this proposition, and that is that all of us who have felt the joy and happiness of suffering sins.
Could have fooled me.
It's true.
Well, I'm not exactly seeing, a grand march toward the devotee stages in this gathering. It persists in its beginnerness and its resistance to the real discipline, and so on. That's just flat true.
But it's not a grand march also to what you're proposing. Fun.
You're marching in time with that tune already. That's the substance of your resistance. You're doing the ordinary thing. You're doing the same thing that all those people gathering around psychics in America are doing. That's what you are doing in your resistance. That's it. Find yourself out. That's exactly what you're doing. You are holding out for a fun message. You want a kiss, you want congratulations, you want consolation, you want golden age messages. You want some chain-smoking psychic to tell you that Chief Thunder Thud is talking through him and promising you a god world if only you would die or believe now. That's what you want. That's what everybody wants. It has nothing to do with the truth, but that's what people want. You see, in my view, it has nothing to do with the truth. I've been communicating the truth to you all these years. But what people want is something else, and what you all want is what people want in general. And that's why you're not growing and moving on in this process. You're all waiting for the Flying Saucer and Chief Thunder Thud to talk through some psychic in Ohio and tell you everything's okay. And Jesus did fly through the clouds. And there's a golden world on the other side where all your friends who are now dead are living. And everything's going to be fine. And all you have to do is be friendly with one another now. Living in the frosting of egoity. Noticing nothing happening. That's what people want. That's the substance of common religion. And what you people want in your resistance is common religion. Consolation, salvation by association. It's true. Find yourself out. That's it. It is true. It's completely true. If it weren't true, those of you who've been involved with me for so many years would have moved far beyond your present stage of practice. You will not do it because you're waiting for Chief Thunder Thud and the Flying Saucer in your backyard. It's true. Well, should I go into a trance? Here comes Chief Thunder Thud. I'm Chief Thunder Thud now, talking through the body of Dalavananda. I am speaking to you from the other side, which is really terrific, by the way, and we only have fun over here. And that's where you're all going to go if you'll believe what I'm going to tell you right now. Existence is fun. Believe it. Existence is fun, therefore make it fun, and stop troubling yourselves. Just have lots of fun, and come to the golden other side when you die. And if you can really get into the funness now, you may fly out of your body or into the deep places of your own mind and perceive the great golden place of fun on the other side. Even while you live in this lifetime, you may have such perception. Even if you don't, believe what I'm saying to you and make existence into fun. I'm going to leave you now and return you to Dalavananda. Remember what I've told you and make life into fun and come to the place of fun. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye. What happened? I thought I fell asleep there for a moment. What happened?
Believe it.
What happened?
Believe it. Well, I told you it was wonderful.
All you even said that was confirmed.
What? What happened?
Chief Thunderthuds human spoke to us.
What?
Yeah.
He said, life is fun.
Existence.
Oh, my. You're okay now, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, I can dig it. Somebody make a report to me tomorrow morning of whatever Chief Thunder said in my absence, and I'll get into it myself. Okay? Okay. This is a lot of fun. We're moving in the direction of fun, yeah? We're getting out of the serious sadhana talk, you know? We're talking about fun here.
Yeah,
I mean, it's time that we make resistance into a way of life that's not resistive. But the message of resistance, it's about time we took it seriously and started making lives out of that which we're holding out for. Let's make life into fun. Let's start believing lots of bullshit.
Yeah, no. Believe it.
Because if you don't believe lots of bullshit, you're not going to have a lot of fun.
That's right.
The only way to have lots of fun and only fun is to really believe lots of bullshit, even total bullshit. You must believe bullshit to have life be fun, completely and just that. Right? So you got to believe a lot of bullshit first. Well, you just got Chief Thunderthud's message, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Believe it. That's bullshit. But if you believe it, you can make life into fun. And wait for a passage to the place of ultimate fun after you die.
That's good.
That's the message of the psychics, isn't it? Isn't that the message of those people? Well, it's a message that feeds upon the motives of self-possessed, unhappy people. And that's where it's at. And people take it seriously. And you all take it seriously. You do. Observe yourself. To me, it's just total bullshit, but to you, it's not. I did a sadhana that was based on the transcendence of bullshit. You are living a life based on a wanting for more and more bullshit. See, we're very different kinds of people. I've been communicating to you a way based on my kind of presumption and sadhana. You've been resisting that message with the resistances and expressions of people who want to believe bullshit, want a way made of bullshit. They want a way of fun with the ass-kissing messages all around. You're surrounding the wrong boy. It's not my message, you see? It's not my disposition. It's not my point of view. So you're into something else in all these years of resistance. So it's time for me to change my way. Or it's time for you to go to Chief Thunderthud Psychics, one or the other. So which is it going to be? I've already tried you out enough relative to whether you're going to practice the way that I've taught you. And I observe that you're not interested. So, either I change my way or you go somewhere else. That's the way it seems to me. You're the same people who go to Chief Thunderthud Psychics. And who want to believe in all the conventional religious nonsense that's been passed around the world for centuries. You are the very same people. Somehow you wound up in my company. How can it be accounted for? So I think I'm going to have to come up with a way that's fun.
No.
I'm going to have to start to maybe even dropping out of the body here and letting spirits talk through my body. Because people can't respond to a God realizer in the flesh. They have to have some drop into a trance and have Grandma Umpty talk through him. That's what gets audiences in the world today. And Grandma Omni says, "We're fine over here. It's wonderful over here. Everybody who died is over here. And we're having lots of fun. And it's time you people here started having fun. If only you people start having fun and stop being so serious, you would earn the other world, but you're going to get the other world anyway, my dears. You're going to get it anyway. So why don't you start having fun now? Just believe in your Grandma Umpty. And live a life believing in your Grandma Umpty. And then come to your Grandma Umpty at the end of your days. This is all your Grandma Umpty has to say to you right now, my dears. Goodbye."
Oh.
What happened again?
It was family.
I went to sleep again. What happened now?
Grandma.
Grandma, just
spoke? Yeah, she knows the message.
Oh, she's a biggie.
Yeah, she knows the message.
Well, she
she's on to what's happening now on the other side.
Yeah. She
sounded
like she had a lot of
authority. Oh, I'm glad she spoke to you. So you all happy now? Everything's okay?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you can have fun now, right?
Told us
this is a remarkable evening. You've been spoken to by Grandma Umpty and
she's
not your dad. You're finally getting your desires fulfilled in my company. Enough of this sadhana talk. Enough of this self-observation, self-understanding, self-transcendent, stage-by-stage nonsense. We're talking about having fun here. What else do you want to hear? What did that guy say, network? On TV, they'll tell you any shit you want to hear.
Yeah.
Any shit you want to hear.
Yeah.
That's the psychic's business, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same business as TV.
Mm-hmm.
The common mind is served by the common mind. Whether it's Grandma Umpty, Chief Thunder Thud, or the guy next door. We've got a nice big piece of lawn out here, more of it off to the right. Maybe a flying saucer will come down tonight. Let's just wait, you see? Let's put out some vibes. Flying saucers come down from some more advanced planets. You see, big universe. All of the planets and galaxies and so forth, they're all in a different frame of time and space, so there must be some more advanced than this one. So let's pull them down. Let's pull down an advanced one here. Let's pull down a flying saucer big enough to take us all off, right? Let's all go on to Grandma Umpty and Chief Thunderthud in the flying saucer that may come down in the yard tonight or some night soon. Let's just wait for it. Let's pray for it. Let's think about it. Let's live a life based on waiting for it. Let's do that, okay?
No.
But that's what our demonstration
is. Hmm?
That's what our demonstration indicates.
That's exactly what your demonstration indicates.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. I'm not exaggerating very much. I am exaggerating, but not very much. This is your message to me.
You're really reflecting that.
I've been reflecting you to yourself for 15 and a half years, and I've had about enough of it, by the way. I'm looking for people who respond to this consideration. I've had enough of people waiting for Grandma Umpty in the flying saucer. And for the way of fun, the way of Ralph, the new way coming up, God and everybody, you see? The next gathering, the next message. The new message. The message that's going to let you off the hook. No way, babies, am I going to come up with another way by God and everybody or any other day. I'm not going to. But you're in another place. You do want me to do exactly that. And if a flying saucer did come down, I'd be competing with it for your attention. I'm already competing with it. With all the Grandma Umpty messages in your mind, and all the fun way presumption, all the extensions of your egoity magnified on the universe are struggling with my consideration. With you.